So every day, Monday through Friday, we have about 62 routes that on a perfect day are fully volunteer covered and driven. If we ever have an issue with someone not being available, staff will cover that route or another volunteer will step in. It doesn't look like we have any open routes today on the board, so that's a good sign. So there's a very high quality large commercial kitchen, and that is where they prepare 850 meals a day for the Meals on Wheels recipients and 120 for our community meals recipients, which we added January 1st of 2026. We inherited 8 sites across the city where we do a community meal at noontime. They don't have to be homebound. There's no financial requirement, just 60 or older. And they go through an assessment and they can go and eat a meal at one of those sites at no cost. And they have a socialization component and a nutritious meal 5 days a week.
Turn right onto South McLean Boulevard.
We're gonna go right on McLean.
Happy morning.
Happy morning to you.
Well, here's your meal. And yeah. Hello.
Okay, howdy.
Hi. Tell me your name.
Mike Troilo.
Tell me about how you heard about Meals on Wheels and, you know, and your experience with it.
I think Social Security stopped by one time for an interview. I heard about them through that organization. That's how it worked, but they're good people. And it's not only the food, they're fun to talk to. It's good visiting.
Nice, and how long have you been doing it?
I think probably about 2 years.
And then you enjoy all the food and all the offerings and the company?
It's like dying and going to heaven. But I say, I'm serious, you know.